there. It was very little in there. Yeah. Okay. Today is Daf Nun Daled, reaching the apex, the climax of Maseches Sukkah. We always go up. There's no going down. It's constantly going up. So we're almost there. Okay. But every day is special and unique. And let's get into today's Daf. I ran through the Mishnah yesterday, so I wanted to make a couple of ha'aris on the Mishnah. On Nun Gimel Amabez, the Mishnah listed off how many tekiyas were blown in the Beis HaMikdash every day, and that's what today's Daf is going to be about. But the Mishnah says it's anywhere between 21 and 48. There's 21 on a regular weekday. There's 9 added on for a Musaf. That would make 30. There's 6 added on an Erev Shabbos. That would make 36. And there's 12 added on for the Nisach HaMayim. So when Erev Shabbos falls out during Sukkos, that's when you have 48, which is the most, the Mishnah thinks right now, the most that one can have during the day. The Aruch Lener has the Ha'ara, that on the, it says that there are 9 blown by the Tamid Shalben Arbayim. So after you have added the 21 on a regular average day, there are 9 for the Tamid Shalben Arbayim. And Rashi says that, what do you mean Tamid Shalben Arbayim? Because during the Nisach Hayayin of the Tamid Shalben Arbayim, the Levim used to sing then too. And that's the Aruch Lener, so I'm a Tama on the tour. Because the tour quotes Ar Minhag. When do we say the Shir Shal Yom? We say the Shir Shal Yom by Shacharis. So the Torah says that's what we do, but says the Aruch Lener, but the Levim sang by Mincha too. So we should say the Shir Shal Yom both by Shacharis and by Mincha. Why do we only say the Shir Shal Yom by Shacharis? That's the question. They said it by the Karpa Tabi, which I just heard yesterday, B'Shem and Adam Gadol, that he said that even if you daven Ashkenaz, there is basis to say the Yom after Shacharis. Because it always went with the carbon tamid, at least basic. Now we're asking it even went with the carbon shabbat arayim. But this basis nothing to do with the carbon musaf. We'll talk about it later. But the carbon musaf, there was a different shear on Shabbos. The shear went with the carbon tamid shal shachris. So that is, but that's the Aruch Lener's ha'aro, that the tour is he doesn't agree with the tour because he's batam on the tour, because maybe you should say the shear shal yom by mincha too. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests in the Rishima Shiurim here that a little bit earlier in the parak, he says maybe the point is that every time the Levim said shir in the Beis HaMikdash, the shir shal yom, as we call it, by Tamid Shal Shachar, there were two kiyumim. There was a kiyum of the nireh, it was a kiyum of shir al hakarban, that was one kiyum of the shir shal yom by the karban, and there was a second kiyum of zachar yom shabbos l'kadsho, based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, where the Ramban says every time we see the yom every day, the yom itself, that paragraph itself, is the shir reminding us what we did in the Beis HaMikdash, but we also have an introductory line, hayom yom rishon l'shabbos, hayom yom shir l'shabbos. Says the Ramban, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of zachar yom shabbos l'kadsho. We don't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We say yom rishon l'shabbos, yom sheni l'shabbos. Says the Ramban, that's what we do. Shetei mona l'shem shabbos. If Yisrael monim kol hayom Shabbos, Echad b'Shabbos, Yenim Shabbos. When we say what we're going to do after Shabbos, there's a kiyum d'araisa to say Motzei Shabbos, not to say Saturday night, because everything is in the context of Shabbos. So says the Rav, maybe the point is that b'zman hazeh we only have the kiyum of Zechira Shabbos and not the kiyum of Shir ala Karban. So if that's the case, one time a day is enough. Shir ala Karban, every time you bring a Karban, is the new Mechayiv. Masha'enkein, if we only do it to b'zman hazeh for the second kiyum, the kiyum of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakacho, and therefore one time a day would be enough. That is the Ramban's, that's the Rav's ha'ara to defend our minhag and defend what the Torah quotes against the Aruch Lener. At any time, not dafka, right, not dafka shachmas. You could pick and choose, maybe, even just for the, right, according to this, yeah.
I saw one that's from back from Shlomo Zalman, that his minhag was to say before the Yom each day, Zachar Yom Shabbos
Akacha. Shlomo Zalman, before the Yom each day, used to say Zachar Yom Shabbos Akacha. Okay, it's like a little shame yichud, his own shame yichud. Okay, that is one ha'ara on the Mishnah. Another point that is made by, we're talking about the Aruch Lener, so let's switch to one of his other sfarim, the Binyan Tzion, one of his Tshuva Sefer, where he writes in the Chadashos, in the back of the Binyan Tzion, he has the Tshuvas HaChadashos, where he writes here that if you look in Masechta Shabbos by the 6 tkiyas, right, we just said that there were 48 on a Friday that fell out during Sukkos, right, 21 on a regular day, 9 for the Musaf, which makes 30, and then 6 for Erev Shabbos, that's 36, and then another 12 for the Nisach HaMayim ceremony. So says the Ben Yassin, if you look at Masechta Shabbos, what were the 6 there for on Erev Shabbos? 3 lahatomi malacha, tell the Am to stop working, and 3 to say Shabbos is coming. One of those 3 was to tell people to take off their tefillin. One of the 3, if you look there, according to one sheet, it was to tell people to take off their tefillin. That's the Ben Yassin. The Mishnah here, though, lists the 6 during Sukkos. And it doesn't take any out. It doesn't say the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda or whatever the sheet is there. Harayas is the Ben Yitzian. They were Tefillin Chol HaMoed. From the Mishnah here, you don't think it's a Mishnah from, you don't think it's a Raya, a Shayach to Bizman Hazeh. Says the Ben Yitzian. First he quotes the Rashi that we had earlier on Daf Mem Vav. The Rashi about if you do a lot of mitzvahs, and the Rashi quotes Sukkah and Lulav. And then he says maybe that's not such a Raya. As we said then, maybe there's a comma between Sukkah and Lulav and the other two, and Tefillin and Mezuzah. But then he says, Anam Yoser Yesh Lahavik Sasraya, the B'nicha Tefillin B'chalamoed, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, and then he quotes our Mishnah in Sukkah, and the Gemara doesn't reject it. The Amr Sheim Anich and Imkain Larebi Batzer Chadat Kiyah, V'lo Hayarak Mem Zayin Tkiyas, V'lo Alo Amrina Shem B'Gemara Lema Masisin D'lo Karebi, K'mod Amrina Shem Lema Masisin D'lo Karebi Yehuda, El Akarach Muchach L'chora, the B'nicha Tefillin B'chalamoed. This is the Binyan Siyan. Again, it's amazing. This is the Binyan Siyan in Simen Nun Vav. It's amazing that such an important Lamaisa concept is not clear in the Gemara. There's no Gemara that says clearly whether you put on Tefillin or Chol HaMoed. Again, this is a big issue, just to mention one other point about it. And that is, again, this, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Laman Aleph and Aruch Chaim, it's Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber says not to wear Tefillin because Tefillin is an os, a pi Kabbalah. We don't wear the Sifra Kabbalah say that we always have to have two osos on us. Two osos. And how many, what mitzvahs are called osos? Tefillin, bris, and Shabbos. So during the week, we have tefillin and bris. On Shabbos, we have bris and Shabbos. Why do we have two? So Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, Api shnei edim yakum davar. So that's why we always have two edim on us. Two edim, we have two osos. So on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin because it's a zilzul in the os of Shabbos. Because we have Shabbos and bris, we don't need the os of tefillin. That's why some ask if somebody doesn't have a bris. I saw one of the tshuvas, I forgot where. If somebody is a meso echav machavas mila, should he put tefillin on Shabbos? Because he doesn't have that os. Or he say, no, he has the os. He's mufka from the chiv, so therefore it's as if he has an os. That's what some achronim discuss. So, yeah.
Also, that answers the question why you would have, if the first day
If the first day of Sukkot is a Friday, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. We'll talk about that in the Gemara. If the first day is a Friday, we'll talk about that in the Gemara.
We don't wear
tefillin with Bechusar Anos. Oh, so Bizman Hazeh, we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed?
No, every day.
Every day. Every day that we don't wear tefillin, well, we have the os.
The time of day.
The time of day. So you could say you're already Mekayim it. That was, we discussed a couple days ago. What is the Minchas Asher's Pshat about the Chiv of tefillin Kol HaYom? It's just a kiyum of when all your free time, all your possible time. So we don't, because we can't have it. We're gonna have a Hasach Hadas the other time. But there's just one other makar. There are a few makaras suggested. What's the makar that is an os? So there's one makar quoted by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim thought there's a Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara says in Erechin and Daf Yud that in the context of saying Hallel. The Gemara says you don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why don't you say Hallel? We say Hallel Rosh Chodesh, half Hallel Al Tzminug. But we don't say Hallel. You don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Gemara is Lashin Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. There's no Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That's why you don't wear tefillin. Asks Reb Chaim, why is it different than Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is also no Isra Malacha. Chol HaMoed is not Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha, and Rosh Chodesh is not Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. What's the difference? So says Reb Chaim, no. Look at the language of the Gemara, lo Ikdish. Ikdish. We're not talking about Lamaisa, whether there is an Isra Malacha or not. We're talking about, conceptually, is there a Kedushas Hayom on this day? So the Gemara says, by Rosh Chodesh, lo ikdish masiyas malacha, that means there's no Kedushas Hayom. There's a Chalos Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, but there's no Kedushas Hayom. Chol HaMoed is a full Kedushas Hayom. There are heterim that you allow to do certain work. Dover HaAvid, and Sarach HaMoed, all the heterim. But it's full Kedushas Hayom by Chol HaMoed. That's certain heterim. So that's why Reb Chaim says, it's fully Kedushas Hayom, it's fully an os. This is the makar. It's ikdish. Only Rosh Chodesh is not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. But Chol HaMoed is Ikdish. It's Ikdish in Kedushas Hayom, which is a certain Heterim, and therefore, that's the Makar that Chol HaMoed is also an Os, like a Yantif, and has the same Kedushas Hayom as a Yantif day, and therefore not to wear tefillin. And it quotes, and the Rav Shechter quotes this in the footnotes in Simon, in Eretz Tzvi and Simon Tess, and he quotes that the Rav Salvechik asked his father, Moshe Salvechik, at least we should put on tefillin without a bracha. It's a suffix to Araisa. Leave it on tefillin Chol HaMoed. So he says that there's no suffix. This Gemara is a Vadai. This Gemara is a Vadai. Raya. And therefore that he didn't put on tefillin. He didn't even think it was a suffix. This Gemara was so clear to him. But anyway, that's the Chiddush of, also hashkafically, Chol HaMoed has a full Kedushas Hayom with certain Hateverim. You know, when we wake up at Chol HaMoed morning, we should have that attitude and not an attitude of Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malach. This makar is in Yerushalayim. This makar is in Yerushalayim. They used to blow in Yerushalayim, right? In Achinami, it's another Hosafa in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, those are a couple of aris on the Mishnah. And now we'll continue. Gemara. Masnisa de Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, which has the list of, we're on Nun Gimel Mabes. Our Mishnah, which has the list of 21 to 48, is against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of counting. We had the Gra a couple days ago, which spoke about Rabbi Yehuda and Meir have different ways of formulating numbers. Do you say the big number first or the small number first? So this is another machlokas about numbers and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of counting. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hapokis L'Yifchos Misheva V'Hamosav L'Yosav Al Sheishesre. Rabbi Yehuda says you never have less than 7 or more than 16 in the Beis HaMikdash. So we say 21 and 48, which is the same ratio, but he holds every 3 is 1. That's why he has 7 to 21. He has 7 to 16 instead of 21 to 48. But my kamefli, what's the machlokas then between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of numbering? Rabbi Yehuda savar tkiya tru tkiya achasi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that every time you blow a set of tarat, tkiya tru tkiya, it's considered one. It's one kiyum. And that's why he'll count it as one. Rabbanan savri tkiya lachud v'tru lachud. Rabbanan say, no, there's a kiyum of a tkiya and there's a kiyum of a trua. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Where's the source of Rabbi Yehuda that Kia and Trua are all one? Amar Kra, the pasuk says Usakatem Terua, puts both those verbs, but one verb, one noun, puts it in the same phrase. I see on the side the asterisk Alma Trua Tkiya Achasi. So you see Tkiya and Trua the same thing because it says Bitokeya a Trua. That shows there's one. V'Rabbanan Ahud L'Pshuta L'Faneu Alachar Yehuda Asa. They're going to say no. That just means that's the makar. If you look in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's the makar that every true has to have a tekiyah before it. That's our mesora. But it doesn't mean that it's one kiyum. It just means it has to be before it. V'Rabbanan my tamayu. And what's the reason for the Rabbanan that they say every kol, every sound is a separate sound, tekiyah and trua? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Baloscha, Ubahakilos Akahal Tisku V'Losariyu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when you gather up the troops to speak to them, be tokeya and bink. Don't blow a trua. Masha's two different things. If you're saying tokeya, don't blow a trua. V'Sagalai Tekiyah trua achasi. If it's one thing, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rachman Apalga the mitzvah Avid Apalgalo Avid. The Torah is going to tell you. Do a partial mitzvah here when we know it's a full mitzvah. We know tzki and trua are one big thing. So the Torah is ever going to tell you to do half of it? No. So it must be that it's really separate kiyumim. V'Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say, let's just finish the line. Rabbi Yehuda, huli simana ba'alma hudasa, no. Tiskulo sariyu, that's not a gathering for a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, everybody gather, I have to tell you something. I have a sivri from Hashem. That's simin ba'alma. That's not a mitzvah of tkiya. Like you have it by an avoda, you have it by Rosh Hashanah. That's simin ba'alma. That's why you're allowed to do this this palga the mitzvah. This Rabbanan simanahu. Rabbanan say, you're right, it's a simin. But once the Torah tells you to do it, Rachman Hashav mitzvah. Once the Torah tells you to do it, it turns into a mitzvah, even though the reason, the motivation for it is a simin, but then it gets the status of a mitzvah. Period. So the Gemara had a line here where the Rabbanan say back to Yehuda, there would never be a case if true and tkiyah were one kiyam, it would never be possible that the Torah at another point would tell you, do half of it. Do a true or do a tkiyah. So the Erech Lener is mitame. He does not answer the question. And we won't either. But you have to be mechalik between the two. He says, I don't understand. I could find you examples where sometimes there's a mitzvah to do one thing and sometimes there's a mitzvah to do half of that. For example, one example. What about matnas dam? We know a carbon chatas, for example, requires arba. You have to sprinkle the dam on the four kronos. All of the other karbanas, an asham and an ola, shtayim shein arba. You have other karbanas that's just one. So sometimes the Torah will tell you to do four matnas dam sprinklings and sometimes two. That's what, I don't understand why the Gemara is bothered by. He says that even if you want to tell me, that's not a good rise because of Dam, because really the Iker Din is one. So you add on some extra ones, but really the Iker Din is one. So I'll bring you some other rise. How about filling in a mezuzah? You know what, there's one mitzvah to write four parashiyas, there's one mitzvah to write two parashiyas. So I don't understand what the Gemara is getting so upset about. What about, he says, quotes Chatas Ha'of, another detail in Kachin. By Chatas Ha'of, you have to be more like Shtei Simonim, and by Olas Ha'of, maybe one Simon. But anyways, he's just bothered. He says, why is it that the Gemara assumes here that it can't be that if the true Tzkiyah is one mitzvah that the Torah will tell you ever, in another context, to blow one of them? Why is that? You find examples where the Torah tells you to do half of what it tells you to do in another place. But Sarach Iyam Lachalik Beneim, he says. But obviously, he's leaving open the possibility that that's what we're going to have to do to answer the question. To Machalik between the case of Truas, where if they go together, it would reflect something deeper and a greater connection than the other examples which he gave. Okay, so that is the Machlokas the Gemara just quoted between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda views the Tkiyas and the Truas as one, and the Rabbanan view them as three. Come on, Azla. Ha, the Amar Rabbi Kahana. Ein bein tkiya l'shua v'lo klum. Who, when Rav Kahana made the following statement, who is it going like? Rav Kahana says, you're not allowed to have any hefsik between your blowings. You're not allowed to have a break between your tkiyas. Who is that going according to? Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that he's saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says the tkiyas and the shuas are one kiyum altogether, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that can't have any break between them. Because according to the Rabbanan, if they're all different blowings, different mitzvahs, so then it must be you could have a break between them. Pshitos, isn't this obvious? It must be that he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. So another Gemara says, no. Ma'o detayim afi the Rabbanon. You might have said that his statement, Rav Kahana's statement, is even according to the Rabbanon, who say they're separate, kiyumim, v'la'afukim with Rabbi Yochanan. But all he means is to go against Rabbi Yochanan. Da'amar shama teisha tekiyas b'teisha shows by Yom Yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to have big breaks between the tekiyas. So maybe that's all Rav Kahana is going against. Rav Kahana is going against Rabbi Yochanan. But really, he's going, even according to the Rabbanon, you can have a little break between them. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, know that he's going only according to Rabbi Yehuda, no break. Maybe he is going according to the Rabbanan. Imkain, my velo klum. No. He's going according to, what is lo klum? Lo klum means no break. So if lo klum means no break, so then it must be going according to Yehuda, who says they all have to be together. This Gemara, though it's about the tekiyas of the Beis HaMikdash, this Gemara plays a primary role in the major sugya of on Rosh Hashanah. The issue of, well, he's not here yet. Neshima achas and shtei neshimas. Does the Baal Tokeya take a breath between the tkiyas? Does he take a breath between the shvarims, the three shvarims? So that we generally assume no, and that might be ma'akib b'dieved. If a Baal Tokeya takes a breath between the shvarims, but what about between the tkiyah and the shvarim and the shvarim and the tkiyah? Or what about between the shvarim and the trua? That's a major controversy. What do you do? What do you take a breath or not? So there's a machlokas on this Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara is talking about, that it says velo klum. Does that literally mean that you're not allowed to have any breath between your blowings? So Rashi says, last Rashi, Anu Gimel Mabez, Rashi says, lo hayamafzik beintayim ela kidei neshima. Rashi says, what does it mean? Nothing? Just a breath. But taking a breath, you take a breath, says Rashi. You take a breath, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're not mafzik, you take a breath. So Rashi doesn't tell us why, but if you look at the Meiri, not the Meiri here, but the Meiri in the Magen Avos, the Meiri has a separate sefer called the Magen Avos, where he defends a lot of the old Minhagim of Provence. Provence, the Minhagim that many of the Minhagim have to do with Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. That's why it's a sefer that's quoted a lot in the footnotes on the Meiri and Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah. But there in the Magen Avos, in the Inyan Hasheni, he quotes this idea from Rashi, and he says, you have to take a breath. You have to take a breath. Why? Because if you don't take a breath, it's like one sound. It's one sound. You're right, you're not supposed to, you have to take more than that. But he says, Afkan kol she'ein bo shehiya, afal pi she'yesh kan hefsek neshima, lo klum hu karui. Avo kol she'asan b'neshima achas, av Rabbi Yehuda modesh apasal. If you do it within one breath, you don't take a breath in between, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says they have to be together, is going to apasal. Why? Dipsuke kala ba'inon. You need separate sounds. She'im ein hefsek, ain minion. If there's no hefsek between these sounds, then it doesn't count as two. If it's do, if you don't take a breath in between, says the Meiri, then it counts as one sound, and it wouldn't be counted as two. That is one group. That's Rashi, that's Tosfos on the next Amud says this, that's the Meiri, and that's others. That's one group. There's a whole other group of Rishonim, the Chachmei Svarah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva here in our Gemara, the Ramban there in Rosh Hashanah, where they held no. Rabbi, take the words veloklum literally. Veloklum means nothing, no break. Says Rabbi the Ritva here, it's no break. And then he says, Mikan lamanu, he says, just like from here in the Mikdash, you learned for us on Rosh Hashanah. Mikan lamanu l'divrei chachamim l'simin tashrat, t'kivan sha'ashvarim ba'atshrua b'makam shrua achas olin, our shvarim shrua are really one sound, im hivsek b'neshima klal, harehu pasul. Says the Ritva, based on his grand Rebbe, the Ramban's Lashon, if you take a breath between the Shvarim and the Shrua, it's a pasul sound, you're not Yosei. That's the Shita of the Chachmei Svarah. It's a major machlokes. Should you take a breath, or should you not take a breath? Neshima achas or shtei neshimas? What do you do? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Tavkuf Tzadik, the Baal Tzadik, we have, right, those of us who don't blow shofar, we just listen. It's on the Achrayis of the Baal Tzadik and the Rabbi. They have to figure it out. But you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch. How do they decide? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yeshomrim, She'ein Sorach La'asoz V'Neshina Ma'acha. Some say you don't need to do it in one breath. And maybe, according to the Miri, you're not allowed to. Who's that? You look on the side in Baragola, look in the Rabbeinu Tam, V'Rov Mefarshim. And then he quotes, Yeshomrim, She'ein Sorach La'asoz V'Neshina Ma'acha. Who's that? Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, right? So that's what do you do? So says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yare Shemayim Yatzei Dei Shneihem, Ubitakiyas Tim Yushav Yasub Nishima Achas, Ubitakiyas Tim Uren Yasub Bishnei Nishimas. So the Shulchan Aruch suggests the Pshara that by the Tekiyas before Shemon Esra, you do up a Nishima Achas, one breath, and by the Tekiyas Tim Umad, you do it with two breaths. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, Vahaminag HaPashut, Lasos HaKol Bishnei Nishimas, Vein Lashanos, do it with two breaths. So we're still stuck. Right, there's the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, we're just as confused before we started it. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, amazing, and he quotes from the Chai Adam, the Sharat Zion, go like the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah. And that is what many Achronim say in this case. Why? Because go like the Shulchan Aruch covers all your bases. Do it a little bit Nishima Achatz and a little bit Shtei Nishimas, because in the Sharat Zion he quotes that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you did it in one breath, you're probably Yotze. We don't pass them like that Me'iri, that you have to do it with two breaths. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you probably Yotze with if you did b'neshima achas. According to the other Rishonim, if you did them all b'neshima, if you do it with all with shtei neshimas, so then according to the other Rishonim, you might not be Yotze. That's what the Shara Tzion, he quotes from the Chayi Adam, that we should follow the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what many shuls do, and that is the first 30, the first step before Shemon Esrei, you do b'neshima achas, and the other ones you do b'shtei neshimas to try to cover one's bases.
What's the Svar for the Ramah?
The Svar for the Ramah.
He knew that. He knew what the Bishop.
Because he's a Rabbeinu Tam man. He's a Rabbeinu Tam man. He says, go to Shnei Neshimas. Maybe he's, I didn't look in the dark emotion. I didn't look back. But maybe he's been choshes for the Sfar of the Magen Avos. That you have to do it or else it's like one coal. Okay. So this is, it's not month. Okay. So, okay. I thought it was the Baal Tokeya. Sorry. So, I'm excited to see you also. Baruch Hashem. So says the, just one other, okay, if we have time at the end, we'll come back. Rav Salvechik has a lumdis. What's the machlokas about? Lumdis. We just spoke about the lamaisa. What's the lumdis behind these two views of whether you do neshima achas or shtei neshimas in terms of the kiyumim of the kol? So we'll get back to that hopefully later if we have a chance. Okay, let's continue. Fourth line, Nundan Amon Aleph. Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch Achad. So remember, the Mishnah listed off the 21 to 48 kolos that happened each and every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Vilu Maila Asiris Lo Ketani. The Mishnah listed off 12 extra kolos that they blew in the Nisach HaMayim ceremony. But if you look back at the previous Mishnah, there were three kolos that were blown on the 10th step. Right, we didn't know if it was the 10th from the top or the 10th from the bottom. That was the teiku yesterday. But it was the 10th step. Those three kolos are not listed in the Mishnah. So are we to assume that the Mishnah doesn't hold of those kolos? Masisan mani, Rav Elazar ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah must be like the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who says he didn't blow on on the 10th step. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Shalosh lamala asiris, the Tanakama holds, you blew three on the 10th step. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Shalosh al-Gabi HaMizbeach. No, there was no blowing on the 10th step. There was only blowing al-Gabi HaMizbeach when they did the Nisach HaMayim. And the Brisa continues, Omer lamala asiris, in Omer al-Gabi HaMizbeach, Omer al-Gabi HaMizbeach, in Omer lamala asiris. They each did not hold of each other's blowing. So they each had the same number. The question is, where were these three done? My time with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say that they did not blow on the tenth step? They only blew on the Mizbeach. Says the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kiva detaka l'psichas sha'arim, lamala asiris lamali detaka. Hai lav sharhu. What's the point of blowing on the 10th step? He says, once you blew as you're going onto the steps at the gates, so then what's the point of blowing a couple steps later down on the step? It's not a gate. So there seems to be a connection that the ultimate purpose of blowing on the top and the blowing on the steps is the same. He says, you already fulfilled that purpose. It's not a gate, and therefore there's no reason to blow on the steps. Hilkach, al-gabi ha-mizbeach, adif. That's why it's better to leave it and wait to blow al-gabi ha-mizbeach. Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan who say no, blow on the steps and not on the Mizbeach, say otherwise. Kivan the Taka Lemilui Hamayim, once you blew for the filling up of the water down by the Mayan, Agamayim Mizbeach Lamali, so you don't have to blow in the actual Nisach Hamayim, you already drew the water. So you don't have to blow twice there, so therefore that's already taken care of. Hilkach Lamala Asiris Adif. Okay, so Machlokas, when those extra three were blown, but our Mishnah, it comes out, seems to assume, like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that they did not blow on the 10th step. When Rav Acha came from the south, important principle coming up. So Rav Acha came from the south, and he said the following: Ubnei Aaron haKohanim yisku b'chatzotzros. The pasuk said that the Bnei Aaron blew chatzotzros. She'ein tamalama yisku shekfar nemer uskatem b'chatzotzros alolosechem v'yalziv chishalmechem. It already said that you should blow the chatzotzros. So what does it add in yisku? Rashi quotes it should just say Ubnei Aaron haKohanim b'chatzotzros without the word yisku. What's this extra word yisku? Umatam alamar yisku. Hakol afiyam musaf in token. Rav Acha's statement was, blow according to each musaf. What does that mean? So Hutani Lo Omer Lo, he explains himself. Lomar Shetokin al Kol Musaf v'Musaf. Blow for each Musaf. On a day that there are two Musafin, there's the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, on a day that there's any two Musafs, you blow shofar for each of the Musafin. That is the Shita of Rav Acha. One Musaf, one blowing doesn't cover the for the other blowings, you blow for each Musaf. And the Gemara is about to talk about this for the next 15 to 20 lines or so. But just one point. We had a shiur a couple of years ago where we related to this issue. And that is, when we have a day which has two Kedushos, how is that viewed? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. How do you view that? If you look in the tour quotes a fascinating machlokas. Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you forget Yalav V'Yavo in benching. Right? Tour quotes this in Kuf Pei Ches. You forget Yalav V'Yavo, do you have to repeat benching? If you forget Yalav V'Yavo on Shabbos, you remember to say, you forgot Yalav V'Yavo. Do you have to repeat benching if you forgot to say Yalav V'Yavo? So we know the regular rule is, hey, Shabbos, Ritzei, usually you have to repeat, because there's a Chiyuv Suda. Rosh Chodesh, you don't. But this is Rosh Chodesh, that's on Shabbos. The Torah quotes a Machlokas. Torah quotes a Machlokas, he quotes Rabbi Yosef, says, Ein Machzir, and you don't have to go back. And my brother, Rabbi Yechiel, says that some say that you do have to be Chozer. What's the Bir Hadavar? What's the Machlokas about? What do you mean? You forgot Yalav V'Yavo. You forgot Yalav V'Yavo, so you shouldn't have to repeat. The answer is that no. When it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos, comma, Rosh Chodesh. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. That's the Kedusha. It's a new Kedusha. And the Rosh Chodesh element, it becomes one with the Shabbos element. And therefore, this Rosh Chodesh is a Chiyuv Suda. It's really one Kiyum. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you would have to repeat. So that's the question here. So Rav Ach is assuming that it's two Kedushas. They don't intermix. You have to blow the Kiyas for both. But again, there are a number of Nafkamina, just to mention two or three more, and then we'll continue related to this issue. What is Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if Rachman al-Aslan Acholas is sick on Yom Kippur? So he has to bench. And he says, Yal V'Yavo with Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. So that's for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not say whether you should make Kiddush or not, though. The Magen Avram quotes that you don't make Kiddush, though. You don't make Kiddush Yom Kippur. It wasn't Mesukin today. Says the Rebbe Kiva Eger there in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafri Yishud Ches. Says the Rebbe Kiva Eger, this is only Yom Kippur on a weekday. But Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, for sure you make Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush is today's the day of Kiddush. It's Shabbos. You make Kiddush always. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger says. But the Ar Sameach says no. He quotes the other Rechonim and says no. This is Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's not Shabbos, comma Yom Kippur. If it was Shabbos, comma Yom Kippur, so it's a Shabbos too. So you have to make Kiddush. But if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, your Yom Kippur element outweighs, and therefore, you would never have to make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Oh, another machlokas. Interesting. This one is, I'm not going to read all of them, but two more. Interesting machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet, where he talks about that in Luvan, there was some Jews that were in jail, and they had to be ransomed out, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And in the morning, when they davened, they didn't have a sitter. And they didn't know Atiyat Sarta by heart. So they said to count the Shabbos. So I told them to say, no, I'm sorry, he said, what they wanted to know what should they do. So they said to count the Shabbos. And when they got out of jail later that day, they said, okay, what should we do? Because we only said to count the Shabbos in the morning. So Moshe says, I told them to say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Shmon Esrei. The weekday Rosh Chodesh, they already Yotzei their Shabbos Shmon Esrei for Musaf. I told them to say the weekday Shmon Esrei for Musaf. That's where Moshe Paskins, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer I Have at Home, Sefer Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted and saying, no! You say, Atiyat Sarta! What do you thought? This is the Shmoneh Esrei of the day! You don't say the Rosh Chodesh Musaf of the day. So the weekday, what do you mean you're ready to Yosei Shabbos? You can't split. So again, the Machlokas, according to your emotion, might be you have two Kedushas, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. You're ready to Yosei Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and now you have to be Yosei Rosh Chodesh. But that's the weekday Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh. Mashiach Rosh Hashanah Zalman, no, it's a blended Kedusha. It's a hyphenated Kedusha. And therefore, you would have to say the Atiyat Sarta. And just one more, and then we'll move on. There's Vilna Gaon. But the Vilna Gaon says that when Shabbos falls out on Yontif, so in our Machzorim, in Vahasienu, we say Vahasienu, Hashem Elokeinu, speak to the Chazanim about this, Hashem Elokeinu, Ezberchas Bo'adecha, and then in parentheses, it says Elokeinu Elokei Boseinu, Reseivim Nuchaseinu, to add that in, the most Machzorim. The Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav takes that out. He takes out Elokeinu Elokei Boseinu. Don't say that, it's Yontif, it's not Shabbos. So the Rav Shechter quotes in Mipnini Harav. He quotes again the Bir Hadavar. According to the Gra, you don't say Elokein Elokei Avoseinu. It says Yesh Mosifin. I think it's some Machzor. It says Yesh Mosifin. But this is the issue. If it's Shabbos Kama Yontif, then you should say it because you have to say the Shabbos Dikashon Esrei and the Win Elokein Elokei Avoseinu Seivnu Chaseinu was a Nusach of Shabbos. You have to say that with Vahasienu. But according to the Gra, no, it's a hyphenated kedusha. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and therefore it's Shabbos Yontif and therefore one would leave it out. Again, you might be Mechalik between all these, like the blending of Shabbos Yom Kippur might be different than Shabbos Yontif and different than Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but everything might, you might be, we're putting it all into one viewing, but again, you might be mechalik between all of these as well. Okay, there's more, but we'll leave it at that. This was all from Rav Acha, who says that, what? That you blow separate tkiyas for each musaf, and you can't use one for both. Sounds like they are not blended kedushos. Tanan says the Mishnah, Erev Shabbos Shabbos Zochach HaYisha Memches. Our Mishnah said that the most you're going to get is 48 tkiyas. Right, the most you're going to get, 21 for a regular day, 9 for a musaf, that would make 30, and then 6 for an Erev Shabbos, that's 36, and then 12 for the Nisach HaMayim, which makes 48 altogether. That's a Friday that falls out during Sukkos. So V'yim Isa, but if it's true that the Musafin don't overlap, so let's see Shabbos Shabbos Zochachach, forget a Friday during Sukkos, what about a Shabbos during Sukkos? A Shabbos during Sukkos, for every Musaf you have an extra 9. So forget the extra 6 that you're going to get for the blowings on Friday, you're going to get an extra 9 for the Shabbos and Sukkos. So there's 2 musafin. So you can have 51. Mishkachas l'chamshin v'chad. You can have a day of 51, not 48. So why don't you say that in the Mishnah? So Amar Reb Zera, no. L'visha ain't token l'psicha sha'arim b'shabbos. No, you lose another 3. You don't blow for the psicha sha'arim on Shabbos morning, which is something that's usually done every day. You take out those 3 on Shabbos because that's not a real mitzvah. So that key is not docha Shabbos. Amar Rava, man hadol chash l'kimchei. Who is this that hasn't sifted their flour well? We've had the statement before, meaning you are not thinking. Who didn't sift their flour well? 2 problems. Chada the b'chol yom tanan. The Mishnah says every day they blew 21 at basis. Every day. So every day includes Shabbos. So they blew by the psicha sha'arim. The Od, another problem. Inamiki adadi ninhu. If you want to say that. If you want to say, fine, you take out the 3, so it's 48, so it's equal to the number that we had in the Mishnah. So why do you pick the Friday case to say, pick the Shabbos case? Why? Listi Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, Hoyishem Arba'am Bishmona. The Shabbos Midei Tarti, it's better to say the Shabbos case, Shabbos Sukkos, than to say the Erev Shabbos Sukkos. Why? Even though they would both be 48. Why? Because Shabbos Midei Dura B'Lazar Ben Yaakov, because not only do you learn B'Lazar Ben Yaakov, who we would learn from the other case as well, Rosh Ben Yaakov, who says that you don't blow on the 10th step, but for Shmas Benedir Rav Acha Bar Chanina, you learn the Chiddush of Rav Acha, that the tekiyas by the Musafin don't overlap, and you have to blow for each one. So why don't you say that case? Se'ela Amar Rava. Rava says there's another reason. There's a different reason why the Mishnah didn't give this case of Shabbos on Sukkos. L'fi she'ein token l'mi l'mayim b'Shabbos. Tabasri Tuva. You suggested you take off the 3 for the Psicha Sha'arim. No. The 12 that they used to blow for the whole Nisach HaMayim ceremony didn't take place on Shabbos because they did it the night before. If you remember, we had a couple of dafim ago. So you lose a lot more. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, continuing. Velisni nami Rosh Hashanah shechol yes b'Shabbos. I have another case. What about Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? So that day, the ha'ika tlasa musafin, musaf to Rosh Hashanah, musaf to Rosh Chodesh, musaf to Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, you have 3 musafin. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos. By the way, just to relate to what we said before, what about the blended kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh? Is that might really be blended. So machlokas, do you mention it in the Nusach HaTfilah? This is in Milvad Olas Chodesh B'Chadsho. Question, do you say that? Do we try to hide the Rosh Chodesh element of Rosh Hashanah? That's always blended. That might be different because it's always. It's by definition. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are together. So anyway, but says the Gemara, why didn't our Mishnah mention this case? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf, and Shabbos, that's 27 extra kolos, right? Because you have 9 for each. 9 for each. So you have 21 for daily. And then another 27. It's also 48. It's also 48. So why don't you mention that one? So Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chachach, Yitzchaklei, Lashpinich, Lazar Ben Yaakov. No, you wanted to mention a Sukkos one to teach me, Lazar Ben Yaakov, which is that you don't blow on the 10th step. Okay. Atu mikamer, listi hava, listi ha. Do you think I was asking you to say this one and not that one? Listi hava, listi ha. Say both. Why don't you say both? The case of Mishnah mentions and Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, a ton of a shear. No, it left others out also. Don't make such a big deal. You left one out. You left also other ones out. My shear, the high shear. Okay, tell me. Which other one was left out that you could justify leaving another one out? So shear, Erev HaPesach. You left out Erev Pesach. What? Because what happens Erev Pesach? Rashi describes on top of Amabez. Rashi describes, if you remember the Mishnah we had in Pesachim, that all of Klal Yisrael was split up into three groups, and they each went into the Azara at another time to take care of their current Pesach. Each of the groups recited Hallel during the Shechitas HaPesach. Recited Hallel, each of the groups, Rashi says. And each time they started Hallel, Rashi explains, they blew through Tzkiyas. And each time the Mishnah says, each group got through Hallel three times. Right, that's what the Mishnah says there. They got through Hallel three times. So every group had nine Tzkiyas. So that's an extra 27, because there were three groups, they got through Hallel nine times, extra 27. So that's another case where you had 21 for a regular day and 27 for the Hallel, 48. So that's another example that was left out of the Mishnah that it could have said. Erev Pesach, 48. Imishum Erev Pesach, ask the Gemara 1 second. Imishum Erev Pesach, Laf Shiruhu. No, that's not a leaving yet. Why? Tomani Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe our mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Who holds that what? The Amar who said over there in Pesachim, Mimeim Shal Kashlish, Shislo Higiel Omer Hatik Yishma Hashem, Mneshal Yama Muatin. Rabbi Yehuda says that by the third group, they never finished Halal even once. Why? Because, you know, there was very few people. So by the Kohanim or Chikchak, they finished off the current Pesach during the first time. They never got to Vahafti. Meaning, they said Hallel once, meaning they blew Tzkiyas at the beginning of Hallel, so he took off the last six, right? The last two times of the third group. So he only has 21, so that's why he was left out of the Mishnah. If that's the case now we're stuck, because now we don't have anything else that was left out of the Mishnah, so we're back to the question of why did the Mishnah say Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? Tosis, by the way, just has the Hara. He doesn't answer it. He says, so Gemara is going out of its way to be mokum the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda in order for us to be end with a problem? Why did the Gemara just say, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we don't have a problem? Tosis just matame. Tosis says on top, Tema, v'chiyah midedek Rabbi Yehuda k'deish yikshelo? Why are we forcing ourselves to say the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have a problem? So, say it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's Kasha. Continues the Gemara. No, you can't see our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, because we already said at the beginning of today's discussion, the Mishnah by the counting, right, the 7 or the 21, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, maybe our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the numbering 21 against him, but they agree with him here that by Erev Pesach, the third group did not finish the Hallel. Elamai Shir Dehai Shir. Okay, I'll find you another thing that was left out. Says the Gemara, you forced me. Shir Erev Pesach Shechali is Erev Shabbos. Afik Shis V'ayil Shis. No, a Friday that falls out on Erev Pesach that falls out on a Friday. So then, an Erev Pesach that falls out on a Friday. So you're telling me that you left out six according to Rabbi Yehuda because the last two groups didn't say Hallel again. The last group didn't say Hallel two more times. So put in another six. The blowings that we do on Erev Shabbos. That's another six to add in. So I could still have a case where there's an extra 27, which altogether would be 48. Period. There is a discussion the Brisker Rav has on the Rashi here. Rashi holds in Pesachim as well, that the Hallel during the Shechitas HaPesach was said by the Yisraelim themselves. The Yisraelim themselves said the Hallel. Rashi here says on the second line, the Chol Kat Koras HaHallel Gilu Pa'amim. This is again Shechitas Tosfos. Shechitas Tosfos there in Pesachim says, no, the Levim said the Hallel, not the Yisraelim. Halacha L'maisa, are we going to say the Hallel, Yisraelim, or the Levim? Are they going to say it? So the Brisker Rav points out that for many in Hilchos Karban Pesach, that in many sources it sounds like the Levim. There's a Tosefta that says the Levim say the Hallel. So it must be, he says, according to Rashi, there are two kiyumim by the Hallel. He says, the Be'emesh Shnei Dinei Ikev B'Shechidas HaPesach. Chada, one is Shira Ala Karban. Shira Ala Karban, that the Levim have to say. Because everything about the Avodah they do. But then he says, "Va'od ika bePesach din mesuyim shel amiras haHallel shaton haHallel ba'asiyaso." There's a special din that Pesach gets Hallel. You praise Hashem when you're making the Pesach. That has nothing to do with the carbon. That has nothing to do with the carbon. Pesach being a carbon, but it has to do with everything else, the hashkafa behind the Pesach. You could say, and that even the Yisraelim could say, or maybe the Yisraelim should say it. The Bialim should say it because this is something that they can do. So the Brisker Rav discusses that Rashi, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Where Rashi says that it's the Yisraelim that say the Hallel. Okay, let's continue. Vein Mosifin al Memchaz. We don't add on to the 48. There's nothing, never more than 48, as we said. Velo, I'll give you a case where there's more than 48. What about an Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? So let's go through it. Is either going to be 51 or 57? Why? Let's work it out. Straightforward. 21 is of a regular day. 21 is a regular day. Shabbos has an extra 9 for its carbon musaf. That makes 30. And then, according to the Rabbanan, you have an extra 27 for the halal that said that day. And according to the Behudah, you have at least an extra 21 for the halals that are said that day. Remember, three groups, they each should halal three times, and you blow three tekiyas by each halal. So according to the Rabbanan, 27, according to the Behudah, 21. So you're either up to 51 or 57 by Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kiktani midi de Isa b'chol shana. No, the Mishnah is only listing cases of days that it comes out every year. Every year, these things happen. Erev Pesach, Chalitz B'Shabbos, the lesson of Chalshana B'Shana, Loktani. Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos, it doesn't happen too many times. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only lists cases that fall out every year. Sukkis, Shabbos, etc. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Atu Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoch HaChag, Mi'isa B'Chalshana. What do you mean? Menachem's question from before. A Friday in during the Chol HaMoed of Sukkis, a day that you do Nisa Chamayim, does that happen every year? No. Zimna de Lomish Kachazle. It's possible that you don't have a Friday during Sukkis, days of Nisa Chamayim, Vehechi Dami, Gochachal Yantav Rishon, Be'er of Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkis falls out on Friday, so then there is no Friday day of Nisa Chamayim, because the next Friday is Shmini Atzeres. So says the Gemara, is also possible. So why is that in the Mishnah and the other case is not in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara could have answered, maybe it's more common. But the Gemara says, Ki mak le'inam b'yantav ha-rishon b'erev Shabbos mazchi dachinam le. Says the Gemara, no. The Rabbanan would make sure that first day of Sukkot never falls out on Friday. That's Bizman HaZeh. The first day of Sukkot will never fall out on Friday. Why? They're going to make it that way. My time up. Kivan de'ikla yantav ha-rishon shachag li'es b'erev Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, when does Yom Kippur fall out? Yom Kippur have a mas have b'chad b'Shabbos, Sunday. Can't have Yom Kippur on Sunday. We say the Chazal didn't want Yom Kippur right after Sunday. It'll cause too much pain, even though the extremes, even though you might say there's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. But the Gemara gives other reasons as well. There are other reasons giving in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Yerkaya, Messiah, people are going to die because from the extreme of eating tons on Shabbos and then not on Sunday, even though we do eat tons on Erev Yom Kippur anyway. But remember the Shibali Halakha. The Shibali Halakha says it's the mitzvah is the din of Hachana, but it's to make it worse for you because it's harder to go to the extremes. We usually don't assume that way. Shibali Halakha said it's worse to eat a lot before and a little afterwards. But anyway, maybe that's connected. Sorry? And also people want to be buried for 2 days, right? That's the other reason the Gemara gives. But either way, the Chazal would make sure that first day of Sukkot is not Friday. And that's why that case is in the Mishnah, because that we don't have to worry that about that happening, because that's why the case of a Friday during Sukkot is in the Mishnah, because that happens every year. Umidachinale, is that really true? Is that really true that Yom Kippur does not fall out on Sunday? Chazal make it that it never happens. V'hatznan, but we learned in Masechta Shabbos, Chel v'Shabbos kraven b'Yom Kippurim, that we learned that the leftover fats of the carbon of Shabbos can be hukrav on Yom Kippur, meaning Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. V'yam Reb Zera, and Reb Zera even said about this, Ki avina be Rabba Bavel, when I was by Rav in Bavel, Havi Amri, they used to say, Hadatan Yom Kippur, Mishchal Yisrael Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, lo hayutokin, they didn't blow the tekiyas on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because you weren't doing malacha anyway. You didn't need the tekiyas to remind you. Ubamotzi Shabbos, lo yabavdilin, and Ubamotzi Shabbos going into Yom Kippur. They didn't make Abdallah because, again, the Kedusha Rashi here says is the same. You don't need Abdallah. Divrei HaKoli. So Reb Zera says, when I used to be in Bavel, they used to say that this was according to everybody, this statement. Kisalikas lahasam, but when I got to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachti the Rabbi Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shimon, Nepazi, the Yosef, and Kamar Rabbi Kiva, I came to Eretz Yisrael, and they said it's only the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Either way, what do you see from this whole discussion that Yom Kippur could fall out on Sunday? The Mefarshim ask, why do they have to bring in this whole discussion? It's not relevant to us. Either way, you see from the discussion that Yom Kippur could fall out on Sunday. So Gemara answers, you're right. Lo kasha harabanan ha'achirim. It's really machlokas tanayim, whether they pushed off Yom Kippur, whether they made sure Yom Kippur didn't fall out on Sunday. Our mission is assuming that they did push it off, and that's why Friday can never fall out on the first day Sukkot. The Tanya, because there's a brisa that says Achayim Omrim Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres Uein Bein Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yomim Bilvad. Achayim hold that there is between each Shavuos from year to year, or between Rosh Hashanah, or pick any day. Any day of the year will exactly fall out 4 days later in the week the following year, because if you work out the math, there are, let's say, 354 days in every lunar year, Rashi explains. So he says, how do you get that? So every month, one's a mali, one's a chaser, one's a mali, one's a chaser. One month is 30 days, one day is 29, 30, 29, and there'll always be a remainder of four at the end of every year, after you get to the complete weeks. So that's why Achayim says it'll always be exactly this, 4 days later. What do you mean? What do you mean exactly? Maybe they're going to say they're going to push it off because Yom Kippur might fall out on Motzei Shabbos. The answer is no. These Achayim don't care. The Achayim say it'll always be exactly 4 days later. They're not Madcheb forgetting Yom Kippur to be on another day. Right, so that is the Shita of Achayim, and that's what our Mishnah is arguing on that Shita. The Mishnah sends off, and if it's an Ebur Yar, you have an extra Adar, so then it's a fifth day, because you have an extra day, because 29 days, so you have 28, which is your exact weeks, and an extra month, an extra one day, makes it 5 days later. Either way, so it's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether they made sure that Yom Kippur did not fall out on Sunday, and our Mishnah is assuming that they did. They did make sure that it didn't happen. There is a Machlokes about what if Edom came. Achlokas, Rambam, and other Rishonim. If Edom came, do they still say, tough luck, we're not accepting you? Or they just kind of try to do things for Edom not to come?
They delayed,
they didn't get their act together, right? They didn't say Makudish, Makudish. So, again, it's a discussion about that. Meisveh, a little more. Rush, we're back to the Kashan Ravacha. Remember Ravacha. Ravacha says the Musaf and Tekiyas are not overlapping. You have Yisdu for each one. Rosh Chodesh, Achaldias B'Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Docha Shir Shal Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, you do the Shir, the Levium sung the song of Rosh Chodesh, and not the song of Shabbos. The Amisa says the Gemara, what's the problem? Lame of the Shabbos, Lame of the Rosh Chodesh. According to you, Ravacha, just like they blow for both, they should do the Shir for both. What do you mean one pushes? Why should one push off the other one? Do both. So Amar Rav Safra, no, my docha docha l'kadim. Rav Safra says, yeah, you're right. Well, push off means do it first. They did the shir of Rosh Chodesh before the shir of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara of Amai. Tadav Shenu Tadav Tadav Kodem. Like the Mishnah says in Zvachim. Tadav Shenu Tadav. The common one always goes first. We know that. Tadav Shenu Tadav. We know that by Kiddush. We know that by so many different halachas. So Amar Rav Yochanan. So therefore, why don't you do Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara answers: Amar Rav Yochanan leida shehuk for Rosh Chodesh bismano. No, they specifically did Rosh Chodesh first to be mafarsame that today is Rosh Chodesh. That's why they did it. I saw an interesting discussion in the Biur Hadaf here, quoting from some Achronim, and that is, one second, what is the Gemara asking? The shear of Shabbos is more common than shear of Rosh Chodesh. One second, we're talking about the Musafin here. The shear, the morning shear that was sung with the Karban Tamid, that was the shear Shal Yom that we know. That was Mizrach Shal Yom HaShabbos. It was said Shabbos morning. So that's more common than Rosh Chodesh, because you say that 52 times a year. And Rosh Chodesh you only say 12 times a year. But now we're talking about the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. What was the shear of Musaf of Shabbos? We discussed this a couple weeks ago. Parshas Ha'azinu. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah says Haziv Lach. They broke up Ha'azinu into six parts. 1 week they read Ha'azinu HaShemayim. The following week they read Zachar Yemos Olam. The following week they read Yarkiveyu. Haziv Lach. That's the mnemonic. That's the abbreviation. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. When you read Ha'azinu, you have to break it up like they sung it. But that was the shear of Musaf on Shabbos. Haziv Lach. So how many times did you read Ha'azinu? How many times did you read those words? Less than 12 times a year. So really, the Rosh Chodesh laning was more common. It was more tadir. So what's the Gemara asking? Answer the Minchas Avraham. He says, it must be, this is Mukhach like the Turei Evan. What Turei Evan? What does the Shach HaZari say? The Shach HaZari says, the tadir she'eno tadir, you don't go by the specifics being read. You go by the din. The din of a shir of Shabbos, that's more common than the shir of Rosh Chodesh. So what that these words are read less? But the din is the shear of a carbon musaf on Shabbos is more common than a shear of a musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Because Shabbos is every week and Rosh Chodesh is only 12 times. So that's why it still is tadir. This is going to have ramifications. Hashem, tomorrow morning, the first 5 minutes, Hashem, we're going to talk more about tadir. Everybody, please try to come. 6:10, second to last daf of Maseches Sukkah, tomorrow morning. So so we're going to discuss this, some lanings. What do you do when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos? That's a major discussion in the postgame. Which Haftorah do you read? You got Chanukah, you got Rosh Chodesh, you got Shabbos. What about the lanings? What do you do? Major machlokas there. What is done based on this Gemara? Based on this Gemara and the little Tosfos that seems to be harmless. Dibur Maslo V'Amai. We'll talk about it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow morning. Okay. We'll stop here. Today's shir and week. Today's shir was Lech Nishmas, Avram Alter Ben Zelig, and Riza Bashmuel, sponsored by the Katz family. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos, this Shabbos, where there's the shul is sponsoring a Siyam. Siyam Kiddush, special Kiddush. Everybody's invited and urged to join us. Special Siyam. Are we still on? I mean, maybe people want to join us for davening too.